Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Ted Werben. The Colorado Department of Transportation will close part of I-25 in Loveland tonight. Crews reconstructing the bridge across the Big Thompson River. The northbound lanes between Highway 402 and U.S. 34 will close starting at 10 tonight. They expect to reopen by 5 tomorrow morning. A woman who ran for mayor in 2019 in Colorado Springs now faces charges after her arrest in Washington. Juliet Parker, along with her 16-year-old daughter, were arrested in Pierce County on Friday. Deputies say Parker went to a new mother's home, posing as a photographer, offering services for newborn photos. The sheriff's office says they have evidence Parker's ultimate plan was to steal the baby. When Parker ran for mayor in 2019, she advocated for issues like affordable housing and solutions to homelessness. Mayor John Suthers won that election with 73% of the vote. Fort Collins reaches a $125,000 settlement with a woman who sued the city after an off-duty police officer pinned her to the ground outside her apartment complex. A city spokeswoman confirms that settlement with Kimberly Chancellor. She sued after the October 2017 encounter. Police say the officer was riding his personal motorcycle to an assignment when he saw Chancellor speeding. He followed her to her apartment, where Chancellor says she was extremely nervous about an unfamiliar man following her, and ignored him because she feared for her safety. Her lawsuit says the officer grabbed her arm, shoved his badge in her face, and pulled her back toward her car while demanding her license and registration. He's accused of throwing her to the pavement and pinning her to the ground. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife Department has declared all wild pigs in the state have been eliminated. Colorado has become the first state in the country to do so. Feral pigs first noticed in Colorado back in the 70s. By the early 2000s, there were two large populations thriving. I'm Ted Werben.
Are you battling high interest debt? If you own a home and you have some equity, I have a solution for you. It's a mortgage refinance from American Financing. You're able to use your home equity to pay off that debt at a much lower rate. Some customers are saving up to $12,000 a year, and there are never any upfront fees. Call a salary-based mortgage consultant today. 303-695-7000 or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
It's getting harder to take care of mom. I don't know where to turn.
My son has high needs and we need more help. Where do I start?
Every day I'm there for him, but sometimes I need time for me.
Caregiving can be tough. Find the support you need. Call 1-844-265-2372 or visit coloradocaregiving.org. Your care may be super, but you're only human. Sponsored by the Colorado Respite Coalition, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
What do you want to do tonight?
We could watch a movie.
Or we can go to the winery in Eaton with our friends.
There's a winery in Eaton?
Yeah, Bad Bitch Cellars. They have a tasting room with a full-size shuffleboard table.
Wine does make our friends more interesting.
Hi, I'm Teresa. I'm the owner at Bad Bitch Cellars, a woman-owned winery located at 603 East Collins Street in Eaton, Colorado. Call me at 303-807-3906 to schedule a tasting or go to badbitchcellars.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Ferriello, the treasure seeker with KHNC. Need a septic system located? Lose a wedding band? Lose a wedding ring? Do you live in an old house that has coins in the yard? Would you like me to come by and check? Give me a call, 970-326-3597. Once again, 970-326-3597.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
Bob Leno has developed Vincent Village, a pad-ready commercial center located in the heart of lovely Fort Lupton, Colorado. It's right on Highway 52 next to the Coyote Creek Golf Course. There are four pad-ready sites from 1/2 to 2 acres. The town is hoping for new restaurants, especially chicken. It's Realtor Co-op Welcome. Call Bob Leno, 720-339-8841. That's 720-339-8841.
Chemtrails, also known as stratospheric aerosol injection when being sprayed by our own military or the United Nations, is literally killing the earth. Chemtrails, laden with aluminum, barium, cadmium, amongst other ingredients, are being dumped right over our heads almost daily. The residue slowly contaminates the soil, destroying the microbacteria essential for plant life. Discover more facts, photos, and scientific studies by Googling Toxic Skies. What are they spraying?
Maplewood Wine and Spirits, located in Eaton, they are American-owned hometown liquor store with a big city selection. They specialize in hard-to-find spirits and whiskeys and a full selection of craft beers at competitive prices. Located at 201 South Elm, call 970-454-3533 or go to their website at maplewoodwineandspirits.com. Open Monday through Friday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and they close at 8 on Sunday. 970-454-3533 or stop on in and tell them KHNC sent you. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning. Welcome to the Olive Tree and Lampstand Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, with you here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Today I am going to visit with you about God's plan in the Old Testament and the New Testament. I'm going to abbreviate what I need to tell you. In the Old Testament, God worked with the nation of Israel. And through Israel, he used Israel to reach the nations. But after Messiah's birth, life and death, and resurrection, God went to a new plan. And it initially involved the Jewish people. And soon, within 40 years, the Gentile people were brought into this plan. The plan was a new plan, which was what you call the born-again experience of those who believed in Messiah. The Apostle Paul, Peter, all of the New Testament writers, they now experienced Messiah, not just in a knowledge and the way that the Israelites knew God in the Old Testament times, but now Christ was real to them because now he was living within them. He was the indwelling spirit. And the plan of God temporarily moved from Israel to God's seven churches. In the revelation that John the Apostle had, the book of Revelation, chapter 1, there was a mystery. The mystery was seven lampstands, seven churches, seven stars, seven angels. And from the time of Christ's resurrection to the present, the main direction that God has taken in the world concerning his Christ is the churches, the seven churches. And these seven churches are mentioned in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3. Israel has not been forgotten, but Israel presently, according to the Apostle Paul in the book of Romans, Israel, the people of Israel, the Jewish people for the most part, are still in a blind, they have a blindness over their eyes that keeps them from realizing who their Messiah is. But there are many Jewish people internationally that have met Christ, and he is their Messiah. They know him as God, and they serve him. as their Messiah. There are mysteries in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. There is a missing link, and I'm not talking about Darwin's theory, but there is a missing link in the seven churches in the world, and I'm going to explain again to you what I mean by the churches of God. In America, the main group of churches, you might say, the most prominent would be the evangelical / Pentecostal / charismatic / messianic group. Then you would have the Lutheran Church, the Catholic Church. You would have the Orthodox churches, whether they be Greek, Russian, or Eastern Orthodox. You have Anglican, Presbyterian, Protestant. I'll include the Amish, Episcopalian. If they are ecumenical or Orthodox in their thinking, then they would be considered members of the true body of Christ in the world today, regardless of the experience in the different belief systems of the different churches. There are seven churches. Each has a different personality. There's Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and the Laodicean churches. Now, these have ancient names, but there are modern-day names to these churches. I'll start with number three. The Suffering Church, which would be the Smyrna Church, they exist internationally, South America, Africa, Asia. They are just basically the believers who are suffering for their faith in the body of Christ through all of the last 2,000 years. Then you have the oldest of the assemblies, which would be Pergamos, which we would know as basically the Greek Orthodox, the churches that began in Greece within 200-300 years of Christ's resurrection. Following the Greek Orthodox or the Greek churches, you would have the next oldest, which would be the Catholic Church, which is called Thyatira, which is the fourth church in Revelation chapter 2. I'm bringing modern names to these ancient names that God gave through the Apostle John. Then you would, after the Catholic Church, which is the fourth church, you would have the Lutheran Church. The Lutheran Church is called the Church in Sardis. This came in through Martin Luther in the 1500s. Following the Lutheran churches, you had a group that continued to distance themselves from the traditional thinking of even the Lutheran Church, which would be called the Church in Philadelphia, which would be what eventually would become the Plymouth Brethren, that type of thinking, Darby, Schofield, these type of men in the late 17, early 1800s. And then finally, you would have the final church of the seven, which would be Laodicea. Laodicea is the last of the seven, is the youngest of the seven. The Greek church, probably, let's say, 1700 years old. The Catholic church, between 1500 and 1600 years old. And then there's a big gap of about 1,000 years to the time of Luther. There's a short gap from Luther to the churches in Philadelphia, which would be the Wesleyan, the type of Schofield, Darby type of assemblies in Northern Europe. Then you have the youngest of these churches, which would be the church in Laodicea. Laodicea would be location specific, time specific. Laodicea would have her best years, best centuries in the United States of America. It would be different from the other six churches that precede it. Laodicea would have the very best of all things ever in the last 2,000 years because of the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence afforded an assembly, a group of believers, which would be central to their belief system, would be evangelism, also discipleship, study of the Bible, and to do this, they would have to have freedom of religion to practice their religion, freedom of speech, and they would have to have all the freedoms that would be afforded to a church via the Declaration of Independence in a new land. This is the evangelical, Pentecostal, charismatic, messianic churches of America. The other six churches, when we were established as a nation and we had the Declaration of Independence, the Catholic Church, the Lutheran churches, the Greek Orthodox, the other churches internationally, they saw the great freedoms that they also would have in the United States of America, and they jumped the ocean, just like the early Christian, evangelical Christians that came in through the Plymouth Rock, the Plymouth Brethren type of believers. So now, the foundation, the ship, is actually evangelism, is a evangelical. The evangelical churches, Baptist, Churches of Christ, Churches of God, along that line, they are distinctly different still today from the Lutheran, the Catholic, the Greek Orthodox, Anglican, Presbyterian, Amish, the Episcopalian. I think you're following me. So I'm laying this down for what I'm going to present here shortly. So they have come to our, to the evangelical place. We are location specific. They are location specific. Rome, the church in Thyatira, Rome. The Greek churches, Greece and Central Asia, Eastern Asia. Lutheran churches, Germany. The Episcopalians, the Anglicans, would be more European, England, Ireland, Wales, Scotland, etc. But the evangelical churches that came to America, that became the Laodicean church, they are on our ground. I consider myself to be evangelical and Pentecostal and charismatic and messianic in that belief system. But I at one time was Catholic, but as a Catholic, because of the way that the Catholic Church is, there was no way I could ever minister. There was no way I could ever have a ministry. There was no way that I could ever pastor or evangelize, because the priests in the Catholic Church, the Greek Orthodox, the Russian Orthodox, the Lutheran churches, they have a way, they have a system that is not compatible with evangelical Christianity. Within evangelical Christianity, there's much more freedom. So I've laid that down to go forward. As an ex-Catholic, my ministry is not only to evangelical, Pentecostal, charismatic, messianic. It is to every person that is in any of the seven churches internationally. God's plan is with seven churches, not a church. The Roman Church, the Catholic Church, Thyatira, has been the dominant older brother for 1,500 years. It has been, you might say, the alpha male to the churches. But that was never God's plan. And God is changing that plan now today. The Catholic Church is going to suffer great persecution because God has given the Catholic Church, if you read chapter 2 of Revelation, starting at Thyatira, verse 18, God has been displeased with the way and the conduct of the Catholic Church for 1,500 years and has given her time to repent of things that were not, that God was not happy with. She has not repented. The Catholic churches internationally are going to suffer, and all the other six churches will see the punishment on the churches of Rome because they refuse to repent and yield to God's plan. There are no, the churches, the youngest of the churches, Laodicea, it says, the Lord said, the last shall be first, the first shall be last. The Roman church will eventually be the hind church. The youngest church will be the leading church in what's to come in the battles in the world today because of our freedoms through the Declaration of Independence. The first shall be last, the last shall be first. We are the last. We will be the top assembly giving direction to the other six assemblies internationally from this time forward. It has been happening already through the last couple of decades, but it has not been understood. So there is a missing link. I began talking about a missing link. This is not the missing link in the evolution theory of Darwin, which was disproven. What I am talking about is all of the seven churches have missed something very vital to God's overall plan for the churches and for mankind. The churches are very familiar with Israel as a nation and the great blessings that Israel has from her God to protect her, provide for her, and to keep her and to work with her. The promises still exist. But the churches, especially the evangelical churches in America, have missed something. And that missing link that they have missed is America, the United States of America, in the Bible. You cannot understand God's plan if you don't understand this missing mystery of America in the Bible. At the end of the world, America is in the Bible. And I am going to present something that's going to shake you, but you need to understand where America sits in the Bible and proof that America is in the Bible. So I am going to today begin with a stranger at the time of King Solomon's dedication of the temple. There was a prophecy given by Solomon at that dedication. And he talks in the, and this is in 1 Kings chapter 8. The whole chapter is Solomon dedicating the temple in Jerusalem. The temple has been built. Once it was built, everything was ready. Then Solomon dedicated that temple. And in that dedication, through the whole chapter 8 of 1 Kings, Solomon is giving a prophecy to the nation of Israel, not just for the present. And he talks about all that God had done from the time of Abraham through Moses to the present. But then he goes on and speaks about future. What will happen in Israel's future if they are unfaithful to God? There would be wars, there would be famines, they would lose their land, but God would bring them back, but they'd be disobedient again, so they would be scattered to the nations, but then God would bring them back, and they would eventually, prior to Christ's return, they had to basically be a nation because Christ had to be born in Israel, in Bethlehem, to fulfill prophecies, their Messiah had to be born in a nation where the children of Israel lived in that land. But then Solomon goes on to talk about what would happen after Messiah. Now, one thing that Solomon does not talk about in 1 Kings chapter 8 concerning Israel, he does not talk about Israel in the experience of being redeemed by their Messiah. He is talking to unsaved or unredeemed Israel all the way to the end when Christ returns a second time. The Messiah returns at his second return. He is talking to the Jewish people apart from their Messiah, to the time of their Messiah, and beyond the 2,000 years after the Messiah had risen from the dead. So he's talking to unredeemed Israel. Now, in verse 40, 1, 2, 3, then he begins to talk about, and he says, there will be a time when a stranger will come from a distant land, from a distant nation. And when this stranger comes, he mentions the word stranger twice, meaning I have to make sure that you understand, he's telling the children of Israel, I have to establish the thought of this stranger, because this stranger is going to do something unique. I want you to understand what I'm saying in these verses. I've told you about the hardships, Israel. I've told you about what God would do for you. But now I need to tell you what's going to happen at the end of the world, Israel, when you return to your nation again after a Holocaust, after you have been hunted down and driven back to your nation that I gave you. I am going to tell you after that account, after that happens, after you've become a nation and you are trading with the nations again and you are in the world again and you have the temple back again, because the temple is your identity. When you have that temple back, there is a stranger that is going to come, and the stranger is going to pray towards this temple that I am dedicating today. I am dedicating the temple, but you're going to lose it. But you'll get it back. You're going to lose it again. You're going to get it back. And eventually, one final time at the end of the world, you will have it back in your hands, in your grip. And a stranger will come and pray toward the temple. This was something that Solomon told the future generations to look for, a stranger. The stranger would not be Jewish. He would not be born of the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The stranger would be one of the, Gentile. But he's going to be a very powerful Gentile. He is going to have sway not only with the nations, but this stranger is going to have favor with our God. This stranger is going to know our God, and it's going to mystify you. And you're going to think about this, and you're going to think, what can this be? This stranger is not Jewish. He doesn't know our God. But for some reason, Solomon says, Lord, whatever this man asks of you, dear God, whatever this man asks of you, answer his prayers. You can read this account in 1 Kings chapter 8, Solomon's dedication of the temple, and the stranger in verse 40, 41, 42, and 43. This, when I get back from the break, I'm going to go to a break in about a minute. When I get back, I'm going to tell you about this stranger. This stranger that knows the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This stranger that will ask God the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He'll make requests of this God. And Solomon knows it. And Solomon says, answer his requests. Whatever he asks, answer his requests. All through that chapter, God is answering the requests of the children of Israel. I'll be back after this break, Rick Rodriguez.
Not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hi, this is radio host Bob Enyart. Years ago, my program aired daily on Colorado's KHNC. I've moved on, but I'm still standing for justice and freedom, and I'm still with Colorado Right to Life. We're asking you to join us by standing up for the God-given right to life of every unborn child. We're all in the fight of our lives. Really, the fight for their lives, these kids. So please check us out online at coloradorighttolife.org. God bless.
Triangle Cross Ranch in Galeton, Colorado, has been a very special place for God's children since 1981. A charitable nonprofit residential facility that can handle 24 ranchers. And we're a place where people with cognitive needs do fun things like animal therapy with donkeys, goats, and llamas. With your help, we can be here another 40 years. Call us at 970-454-2219. Again, our number is 970-454-2219.
Your company could be one OSHA inspection or one employee injury or fatality from great financial damage. I'm a retired U.S. Marine Master Sergeant and a retired OSHA Safety Compliance Officer. I have the knowledge and expertise to help strengthen your safety programs. Contact me by calling Jack at 970-381-4154 or email me at jack@xOSHAllc.com.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
I have always been here, and I'll always be there. I can honestly tell you.
Okay, Rick Rodriguez, a radio host for Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministries, continuing with you. Now we're going to look at Solomon Stranger. On May 20th, 2017, there was an aircraft that landed in Riyadh Summit in Saudi Arabia. The plane was Air Force One, bringing President Donald J. Trump to Riyadh to a summit, meeting with King Salman of Saudi Arabia, along with many Muslim leaders, 50. And for 2 days, President Trump met with them. On the 22nd of May, Air Force One left Riyadh, flew directly to, I believe it was Tel Aviv, and landed in Israel. And Donald J. Trump, first thing that he did is he went to the Western Wall and he prayed toward the temple. He did not go to the Temple Mount, but he did exactly what King Solomon said this stranger would do. He prayed toward the temple because he could not go to the Temple Mount. But he was able to pray from that wall, looking at that temple, and prayed toward that temple, fulfilling Solomon's 2,900-year-old prophecy that a stranger would come from a distant land and pray toward the temple. What land did that stranger come from on Air Force One? That distant land was the United States of America. This is an absolute confirmation to all of the seven churches, the believers in all of Orthodox ecumenical Christianity, that the United States of America is in the Bible. Solomon's stranger came on that magnificent aircraft, Air Force One, or the presidential plane, I forgot the name of it already, and landed in Jerusalem, in Tel Aviv. This fulfilled the prophecy that Solomon presented to the Jewish people at the dedication 2,900 years ago. Now that prophecy is filled. The man who filled it was a stranger from a distant nation. That nation was America, the United States of America. The stranger was Donald John Trump. Then Donald Trump, the next day, would go to the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem, and there he would acknowledge that the Holocaust did take place, and he honored those that died during that time in the 40s. Then, on the 23rd, the next day, he would go to meet with the Prime Minister in Rome. And I should say, just before that, after he met with the people at the Holocaust Museum, he went and met with the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Donald Trump has been trying to work an agreement with the State of Israel and the Palestinian people to bring peace. Now, it is believed that the Palestinian people are the ancient tribe and the half-brother to Jacob. These would be the children of Esau. I'm going to jump back 2 days. When Donald Trump was in Saudi Arabia, what happened is many Christians did not realize that the prophecies that God spoke in the book of Genesis about Ishmael and how Ishmael would become princes throughout the world, his seed, 12 of them. These are the princes of Ishmael who Donald Trump met with before going to Jerusalem to meet with the 12 children of Jacob. So he just finished meeting with the seed of Ishmael in Saudi Arabia. Now he's met with the 12 children of Jacob in Jerusalem. Now he's just meeting with President Mahmoud Abbas in Bethlehem, who's the head of the Palestinian organizations, which I believe is probably the seed of Esau, Jacob's half twin brother. Then he goes to Italy, and in a few days, he's one day in meeting with Sergio Mattarella. He's the prime minister, and Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni. Then he meets with who? His final day in Rome, in Italy, he meets with Pope Francis. Who is Pope Francis? He is the Pope of the Church in Thyatira, the Catholic Church. Now, many believe, bishops, cardinals in the Catholic Church, many Catholics themselves do not believe that Pope Francis is the legal heir to the Vatican seat. And they consider that Vatican seat to be empty. They do not recognize him. Many of you who are Catholics do not know about this, but they do not recognize Pope Francis. They feel that he came in and usurped his position. They do not accept Pope Francis as the true Pope of Rome. Then Donald Trump, this stranger, what does he do in this trip? He goes to Brussels, and there in Brussels, Belgium, he meets at the NATO summit with all the NATO powers. Is this significant? Yes, because these NATO powers, these are some of the powerful people of these nations, and these people are age-old families. And with the next meeting, also when he meets at the 43rd G7 summit before flying back to the United States, he is meeting with the kings and the princes of ancient Europe, going all the way back to the time of Rome's occupation, eventually into northern Europe. These are the families that for generations have never ever acknowledged Christ, nor served Christ, nor will ever serve Christ. So Donald Trump, as he is going as president, he's not just an emissary for the United States of America as the president, but he is carrying Christ, because he is a born-again believer. He might not be evangelical. He was probably raised Presbyterian. I don't remember. But nevertheless, he is a believer, and he has been meeting with the Arabs, the seed of Ishmael, the children of Israel, the 12 tribes, with the head of the church in Thyatira in Rome. Now he's meeting in Belgium and at the 43rd G7 summit with all of the powerful people and lineages and dynasties of Europe who for centuries have been involved in the occult, and are presently still, many of them, involved in the occult. Angela Merkel was there. Angela Merkel and Putin was there. They are Freemasons. They have been involved in Freemasonry, the top Freemasonry in Europe. President Barack Obama was at a meeting with these top Masons. Angela Merkel, Obama, Putin, I'm trying to remember some of the other names, but President Trump, as a ambassador, not just a president of America, but an ambassador of Christ himself, and he has been in a hidden way, though he is a civil servant, he is not a minister in that sense, but he is meeting with these people, God in his infinite wisdom and his infinite knowledge still is trying to reach the Muslim people, the seed of Ishmael, the seed of Esau, the children of Israel, the people within the Catholic Church who basically the Catholic people internationally do not pay attention really to politics. But when a president meets with a pope, they will pay attention. So the people, the Catholic people internationally were interested in this meeting with Pope, were interested in the meeting that Pope Francis had with Donald J. Trump. God is sending a message to the nations. The stranger is a very important part of end time prophecy. Now you in this audience, you don't have to believe me, but I'm telling you, time is proving this to be true. I have been talking about this for 2 years, but I have not had a way to present this in this type of a format. But now I felt, because Donald J. Trump will be coming to campaign in Colorado next week here in Colorado, you people in Colorado, not just in northern Colorado, but out in Nebraska, in Wyoming, in central Colorado, as far as the footprint of this station will reach, need to know that this president that is coming to Colorado Springs in his campaign, this man is under direct orders of the Holy Spirit to accomplish something during his presidency. And I don't have the time to talk about the prophecies in the New Testament about Donald J. Trump. But I'm going to give you a second. I'll go ahead and say this, and then I'll finish my thought. In the book of Revelation, chapter 17, for you who study Bible prophecy, and I don't mean just in the evangelical churches, Catholics, Lutherans, Presbyterians, Pentecostals, Protestants, Episcopalians, please listen to what I'm saying. Prophecy is for you also. Not just for the evangelical churches of America, which is a prophecy is a strength to us. It is for you too, because you will see God in these prophecies. And the book of Revelation promises a blessing to those who read and keep the things that are written in the book of Revelation. What is written is important. Now, chapter 17 of Revelation, there is a mystery of seven kings. You have to read it. These seven kings are very important because they exist at the end of the world. I'm going to tell you the name of the first of these seven kings. Now, we use the King James terminology, kings, but it's talking about presidents. It's talking about presidents of the United States of America. I've just proven to you through 1 Kings chapter 8, Solomon's dedication, that the stranger comes from America. There's more about the stranger in chapter 17 of Revelation. There are seven kings. I'll put it to you in our modern vernacular. Seven presidents. The first president is Jimmy Carter. The second president is Ronald Reagan. The third president is George Bush Sr. The fourth president is Bill Clinton. The fifth president is George Bush Jr. The sixth president is Barack Hussein Obama. The seventh president is Donald J. Trump. The noble, the one who brings dignity back to the White House, this is Donald Trump. He's evangelical. I know this might be a little tough on your thinking because you can't get it and because it's very disturbing, but I'm telling you, Solomon's stranger and the prophecies of John the Apostle in 17 of Revelation, chapter 17, this completes the prophecy about Donald J. Trump, and he's coming to Colorado, and he's coming to the land I call Colorado, Colterado, because of the powerful witchcraft that has existed in this state prior to even becoming a state. The witchcraft and all the evil that has been done here. Why? Because Colorado is the plateau of the nation, and the children of the devil always go to the high places in every nation to do their witchcraft. America has a high place. It is a state called Colorado. The people in the East Coast have given us a different name. We are called Colt-Arado. Colt-Arado. That is how many of the other states look at Colorado. And Donald Trump is coming here to campaign. You need to know who this stranger is. I told you who he is. You need to know who the seventh king, the seventh president of Revelation chapter 17 is, because it's proof that America is in the Bible. It does exist. Now, in my ministry, Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministries, my focus is on all the seven lampstands or the churches at the end of the world. This has been my focus from the time I started my ministry in 2001. The seven lampstands, the seven churches, the seven great, great, magnificent expressions of God Almighty in the New Testament times. Even the Catholic Church expressed God in its way. The Lutheran churches, all of them. Laodicea, as the youngest of the seven, is doing something different because we evangelize. One of our strengths is prophecy. One of our strengths is the love for the Jewish people. One of our strengths is we know the God of creation. But we've been given everything, and we are, for the most part, cold and lukewarm and not hot. And God says that we are going to buy gold tried in the fire. I'm telling you this because you need to know your future. What is this gold tried in the fire? The fire of tribulation that is coming. We are close. This is my ministry to warn the people in the seven churches. I'll be back to finish out this program. Rick Rodriguez.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948, or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz, or call us at 303-829-5948.
Make an investment in your business. KHNC is offering an incredible opportunity to get noticed. 300 radio ads for 3 months for just $300. Yes, 100 ads per month for just $1 per ad. You can make a 30-second commercial or we'll do it for you. No production or setup fees or any hidden costs. For just $1 per ad, you can cover the Front Range. Call 970-587-5003 and get started today. Come join the roar of the Rockies.
Triangle Cross Ranch, 36049 Weld County Road 51 in Gailton, Colorado, is a charity organization and a nonprofit residential facility. It is a place where people who need a little extra cognitive help can find the support and enjoy life they need. Give us a call at 970-454-2219. We'd love to have you come out and see us and see what we do. 970-454-2219 or type in Triangle Cross Ranch on Facebook. Look for Gailton.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
Okay, we're going to finish out the program. Before I do want to mention, if you would like to contact me, you can contact me at Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. I have so many people that want to call, I just don't. I will, if you want to talk to me, if you will write, give me your number, I will contact you. Again, P.O. Box, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box, 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. If you would like to assist me, I'm going to try to expand this program to 2 hours. I would appreciate your help, but at the right time, I will do it. Again, at the same P.O. Box. The Christians internationally in all the seven churches, this is a God's great plan for his churches. It even says that he has angels, an angel for each one of these seven churches to protect that church, to keep that church on the straight and narrow. Each church has its own personality. It has its strengths. It has its weaknesses. But they're still God's lampstands. Even though with one of the churches, the lampstand or the light is about to go out. It's still his church. And now at the end of the world, all of these churches are going to suffer persecution from the coming Antichrist and the children of the devil that hate God, hate his Christ, hate his people, that hate humanity, that hate the earth. And they hate everything that God created. They are going to attack God's people. But the news is, the scripture says that we are the greatest army in the history of mankind and in the universe. We are the army of Almighty God. And no matter what witchcraft, no matter what evil, because we have the resurrection power of Almighty God in us through our belief in Messiah, we will be victorious. We have God's Holy Spirit in us. And in the weeks to come, I am going to explain what this power is, not just objectively through the gifts that God gave His church, but subjectively that God gave each believer through the power of Christ within. God bless you. I pray for you. Pray for me in the spirit, not in the soul. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. God bless your children. God bless everyone you love. God bless you. Till next week, Rick Rodriguez. Have a wonderful week.
I'm Eric for Grennan Coatings. You have a metal or foam roof problem? Genin Coatings has a solution. Elastomeric coatings done correctly can greatly reduce utility costs and seal leaks. Call Jim at Genin Coatings. Whether you have a commercial building, mobile home, dairy barn, or animal sheds, Jim can seal them up. With 35 years of practice, free estimates, call Jim at 970-223-2138 today. That's 970-223-2138.
You're listening to 1360 AM, KHNC, Conservative Talk Radio, the roar of the Rockies, Frederick Firestone.